I'm Mark Dugan in Tucson. This is Arizona Public Media. The recent wildfire near Denver was a prescribed burn that got out of control. Although the fire is contained now, it prompted the Forest Service to suspend prescribed fires in Colorado. Here in Arizona, they're still being scheduled as forest managers try to control overgrown conditions ahead of this year's fire season. Punky Moore is the fire information officer for the sprawling Kaibab National Forest in northern Arizona. We talked to her today about prescribed burns. Punky, thanks for joining us today.
No problem.
So how do you decide what parts of the forest get prescribed burns?
Well, the fact that we haven't had fire in certain areas in a long time, and when we look at those different locations, we can see the fuel loading that's going on and the overcrowding of trees, and that just raises the possibility of a large destructive wildfire. So we look at an overall plan. If you can kind of envision, you know, like a puzzle and all the different pieces in the puzzle, how they fit together and building on those pieces so we have more defendable areas against a large wildfire.
And you have to take a lot of things into account before you can start a prescribed fire.
One of the major considerations that we do have when we manage fire is smoke management. We look at a location, look at a project, see if there's a potential to be able to implement that project. And then we go through some steps with Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, and we put in a burn request. And that is the agency that either approves or denies those requests. And then, you know, we're not only looking at the current conditions and weather, but we're looking at the long-term outlook also.
We're talking with Punky Moore, Fire Information Officer for the Kaibab National Forest. Punky, how do Forest Service crews monitor a prescribed burn?
So you have a few different things going on. You have the burn boss who's in charge. And then you have different groups out there. One of them is ignitions and one of them's holding. You have the group that is doing the lighting, and then you have the other group that is holding it within the defined boundaries.
Now, after the fire's out, what happens? How do you measure the success of the prescribed burn?
By going out there and actually observing, and you first of all, you patrol the fire until it's completely out, and that's on a daily basis, having people go out and check all aspects of the fire, the boundaries and the interior also to see how much stuff is still smoldering and all of that. But the main objective is to reduce tree density, and you know that overcrowding leads to an unhealthy forest, more prone to insects and disease. So if you can reduce the overcrowding, that improves forest health by decreasing the competition for nutrients. So that is one of the major objectives, and the other is reducing hazardous fuels. So if you don't have fire in an area over time, you have all of this dead and down fuel on the ground, and that can really fuel a big fire also. So we want to reduce those hazardous fuels across the forest.
Thanks so much, Punky, for talking to me today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
The Kaibab National Forest in northern Arizona covers more than 1.5 million acres, including the south and north rims of the Grand Canyon. Punky Moore is their fire information officer. And I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.